This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message entitled Forgiveness Part 1 was delivered on February 21st, 2021. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Are you happy to be here? I mean, are you really happy to be here? Kind of, man. Better than better than in Connecticut, because it's called better than in Texas. It's raining, but we're all good. We can go to the beach and go swimming and not worry. So for those of you who are watching from the mainland, I am so sorry, but it is what it is, and we're here. So some announcements. Okay, this Saturday, men's ministry, 5:30 we eat, 6 o'clock we start worship, and about 6:15 we start our message. We're going through a series titled Not a Fan by Pastor Kyle Eidelman, and if you want to catch up, just check out Right Now Media. Very, very powerful stuff. All right, so we finally got our date to start our Foundational Truth Bible Basics study. It's going to be starting March 3rd, Wednesday, right here at 6:30. So come early, like 6:15. We can get set. We're either going to be in here or on the back patio, because the back patio got nice picnic tables where we can spread out, have our paperwork in front of us, and be able to write and maybe even eat if you guys want to do that. But we're going to be doing that. We also want to start up, again, some marriage classes, the art of marriage, and also the art of parenting. So if you are interested in any of those, you can sign up at the greeting table over there. We just want to help you to have a better marriage, help you to be a better parent, and we want to help you with your foundation, building it on the right foundation so that... make sure when the winds and the storms come, it's not going to topple us over. One more announcement. Coming up on March 7th, I believe that's a Sunday. That Sunday, we will be celebrating our 13th anniversary as a fellowship. Yeah, God is so good. Yeah, 13 years. Lucky 13. Well, we don't believe in luck, right? Because the Bible says nothing about it. So this is the plan. I'm going to have some of the men come here early. We're going to clean our, sanitize. We're going to cook some food. We're going to pack over 100 bentos. And then we're going to ask those of you who are out there in Facebook land, you come drive through between 7:30 and 8:30. You come pick up your bento. You go home. You turn on New Hope East Hawaii, and you can eat and celebrate with us online. For those of you who cannot hook up online, then I guess you can come here and eat your bento. So that's the plan. You got it? We just want to say thank you and provide you a meal and celebrate with you our 13 years of existence. Man, we started March 9th. March 8th or 9th, Pastor Dennis? 8, 9. March 9th, 2008. I was probably about 175 weighing back then, and my hair might have been black. Might have been. I'm not too sure. But it was Pastor Dennis and Rick and Bev. I think you're the original three that was here from the beginning. Anybody else was here from the beginning? Just them three. Shows you how much people I must have scared away over 13 years. Yikes. All right. So we're ready to receive our tithes and offering. All right. So if you are part of this fellowship and you want to give, you can drop it off in the acrylic box at our coffee table, or you can text NHHI to 808-793-5588. Or you can go to newhopeasthawaii.com, and when you prompt the online giving, it'll direct you to this site, and then you can follow the prompts, or you can mail it in. And I do get some mail every week from you, your faithful servants. And I really want to say, for those of you, even during this pandemic, you have been faithful. And we appreciate your faithfulness. And we always pray that we would steward the finances of this church well. I have a church council who advises me and on the spending and everything else. So it's not like you see me with a 20-foot boat or a, you know, Tundra. That's not what we do with the finances. We invest it in the people. All right, so that's the way. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you have blessed us with faithful and generous and cheerful givers. Lord, we ask that you would bless them, bless their finances, bless them with good health. And even if they cannot give, Lord, bless them anyway and bless them abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you. We ask that you would bless the tithes and the offering, that we would use this to further your kingdom, to reach out to the people who really need hope, to keep doing classes, to equip all of us so that we'll be ready for your return. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, good morning, Kanani. Hey, we're going to start up our classes. She's online. We're going to be here, so you can come and join us again on March 3rd, okay? So if you want to sign up for our foundational studies, you still can. I think I have like 8 books made so far, and it's quite a bunch of copying, so sign up ahead of time so we have enough for each and every one of you. Whew, that was a lot. Okay, sorry it took so long. But all right, so we're going to be talking about forgiveness today, so I want to start by praying. So would you bow your heads? Lord, thank you so much that you have forgiven us of our many sins. You have cleansed us. You made us right with you. So, Lord, I pray that as we talk about forgiveness today, that people will realize what it is, why we need it, and how important it is. So we thank you so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I have this story that I want to share with you. 20 years went by since they have talked. She was getting older. Her son was married and raising a family. Bitterness had separated them years ago when he married someone she didn't really agree with. And ever since then, contact with each other was seldom. His children never knew Grandma, and Grandma never saw her grandchildren. Sounds like scenes from a movie, but this happens every single day in our communities. Maybe between parents and children, it may be between neighbors or siblings. The disease of unforgiveness creeps in like a cancer undetected until it has taken over completely. And in the end, the only true winner is the devil. What is it about forgiveness that makes it so necessary but so hard to do? This week and next, we're going to look at giving and receiving forgiveness. What is it? Why do I need it? How do I do it? I have met people who just can't seem to forgive others. They just hang on to an offense and die with it when it is not necessary. You know, you and I, we all make serious mistakes. And yes, I believe 100% that we need consequences so that the lessons can be learned. But we need consequences along with forgiveness. Some people just make them suffer consequences and no forgiveness. But I believe we need both. And if you have your Bibles this morning, would you open up to Matthew chapter 18? Some of you This is your Bible. How many of you, this is your Bible? Yeah? Easy to find. Yeah, just type it in. Open up to Matthew 18. These are the words of Jesus. Matthew 18, 23. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Now, 10,000 talents, that's like, forget it. You ain't paying that back in a lifetime. But I think he just used that number just to show how great of an amount that he was forgiven. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold. How many of you owe a mortgage? Imagine if you couldn't pay it. You said, oh, wow. Back then, if you couldn't pay it, well, let's sell the bugger. I probably wouldn't get that much on the market. Yeah? But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell on the ground, prostrating himself before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But, you know when there's always a but in the Bible? There's always like, okay, now what? But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii and seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me and I will repay you. But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. Now there is, just from this short passage, there is so many learning lessons here, and we can learn from these few verses from Matthew. See, you and I, we can be set free from the bitterness of unforgiveness. It'll probably not be easy, but it will be well worth it. Peace, the freedom, and other benefits. So what is forgiveness? What exactly, in English, what is forgiveness? Well, Matthew 18, 27 says, and the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him that debt. So this guy owed money. So he forgave that debt. A lot of times when we think about forgiveness, we don't really think about owing money, but we might think about somebody who spoke behind your back, talked dirty about you behind your back, went around, you kind of ruined your reputation, or somebody who did something to you, stole something from you, from your house, from your car. Some say they hurt you personally. You know, in the Bible times, there were serious consequences for those who could not, you know, repay, like in this story, repay their debts. A person lending money could actually grab the borrower and who could not pay him and actually force his family to work until the debt was paid. The debtor could also be thrown into prison, but I think that's pretty useless, because if you throw him into prison, you ain't never getting your money back. But it could be done. Or his family could be sold into slavery to help pay off the debt. I mean, that's serious stuff. Imagine if you couldn't pay your bills and they got your kids and they sold your children into slavery to pay off that debt. That'd be kind of like harsh. Now, this master, he didn't have to forgive this man. He could have easily thrown him in jail, and because he forgave him, threw him in jail, either way, he never got his money back. right? So it really didn't matter to him. But the Bible says he had compassion. So he didn't sell him. He didn't throw him in jail. He didn't sell his family. But he forgave him. He said, you know what? It's okay. You know, when you forgive, it's like, I say to forgive is like to let go. Release. You know, just let it go. Like that song said, let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. Some people say, build a bridge so you can get over it. Maybe you need to. If I could put it into most simplest words, forgiveness is letting go of an offense done to you, whether it's on purpose or by accident. Regardless if they said sorry or not. It's like, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it to God and let God deal with it. Sometimes, you know, you replay it in your mind over and over, and it gets you mad, yeah? Doesn't it? You know, years ago, this truck reversed into my wife's van, and I wasn't around. And she told me the story about how the guy reversed into her van. It was like a one-way, going one way, but he reversed. He hit the van, and he said that she ran into him. And for months, I replayed it. I wanted to find that car and put sugar in his gas tank, man. Oh, you know, you just replay it, and it's like, you like flat his tires. You just replay it, and you replay it, and you just, that guy has moved on. And I'm still replaying it, and it's like, whew, check my blood pressure now. It's like, whew, you know. Yeah, you just gotta let God take care of it. Forgiveness is not forgetting about it so we could fall for that same trap again. It's saying, I'm okay, I'm moving on. And the Bible gives us so many scriptures regarding forgiving others and the consequence of not forgiving. And we're going to look at some of them today. So here it is, number two. Why do I need to forgive? What do you think? Why do you need to forgive? For one, it's biblical. It's a command from God, and it's necessary. Matthew 6:15, but if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgression. If a believer forgives in this way, then Jesus says God will forgive us. From the context, the proper interpretation is that God will forgive us the same way he asked us to forgive others. You know, when I read this statement for years, it bothered me. He said, if you do not forgive others, then your Father would not forgive you. So I thought, you know, if I'm not forgiven, if I don't forgive James for something that he caught the bigger fish than me or something, or he bought the last cooler before I got there, then I thought, well, if I don't forgive him, my brother, then I'm not going to be forgiven from God, and then I'm not going to get into heaven. That was my thinking. Yeah, that was my thinking. It's like, wow, if I don't get forgiveness, then how am I going to get to heaven? But it kind of bothered me for us. So I had to really kind of study this. And once again, Jesus is speaking in terms of earthly consequences. So it's not like getting to heaven kind of thing. It's like, if I forgive James of doing something wrong for me, then God will forgive me of doing something wrong. You kind of get it? It's not like the forgiveness, the up and down kind that, you know, if you don't ask for forgiveness, you're not going to get to heaven. It's not that kind. It's the earthly consequences. The Lord will forgive us of the earthly consequences of our sin, provided we are willing to show forgiveness to others, which is a part of our mission to show God's love to everyone. So continuing in Matthew 18, 31. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their Lord all what had happened. So some guys seen what he did. They understand this guy was forgiven a great amount. And they seen what he did in return. And they were not happy. So they went back and told the boss. So then summoning him, his Lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" So kind of like puts us in the position that, okay, if God had that much mercy on us, shouldn't we have mercy on others? Shouldn't I have had mercy on that guy who reversed into my wife and not, I didn't carry out any of the things I wished to. Okay, I just thought it and I played it over and it kind of made me feel good to play it over. But it didn't make me feel good because it made me angry again. So because God had so much mercy on me, shouldn't I show mercy on others? And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will do also the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Because God has forgiven all of our sins, you and I, we should not withhold forgiveness from others. And as you and I, as we realize how completely God has forgiven us, it should kind of produce an attitude in us, an attitude of forgiveness toward others. And the other thing about forgiveness, if you really, really think about it, forgiveness is more for you than the other person, because they have moved on, long gone. That guy who cut you off in traffic, he's at the mall, he's in his parking stall already, and you're driving around playing it over and over and over. Should have sped up, I should have sped up, should have cut him off. I knew he was going to cut in front of me. Well, if you knew he was going to cut in front of you, just slow down, let him go. I've been really good, you know, the last month. I've been really good at backing off and letting people go. You've been so proud of me. I think I only called like two or three people idiots because the light was red for at least 2 seconds and they went right through and it's like, oh. I don't know if I said idiot or knucklehead, but still it's wrong, okay? The mouth that was singing praises to the Lord, curse the man who was made in the image of God. And that is wrong. Yeah. But I, you know, it went from like 10 a day to maybe 3 in the last month. And I look to check, make sure it's not any of you, okay? Yeah, so I've really been trying so hard. Because, you know, driving is, oh, it's my downfall, but I need to drive. But I just, you know, like you say, if you look for bad, you will see bad. Yeah, so forgiveness is not for them. Man, when you can learn to forgive others, free, you will get so freedom, so much freedom. You will not duck down an aisle when you see them in the store. Oh, like see them, right? How many of you do that? You see somebody like, oh, like see them, maybe like duck down an aisle, run away, not even go in the store. Not so you wanted to go to McDonald's, but you see somebody in there you don't like, it's like, oh, I ain't even going to eat. You're letting them control you, your emotions. Is that fair? You like living like that? It's not fun. So how do I forgive? Man, you just say, you know, I forgive you. And you cannot just say, I forgive you, because we all can say, I forgive you. But you gotta let it come from your heart. You gotta really mean it. I mean, when you can do that, man, it can set you free. Ephesians 4, 32. Be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. What is forgiving someone? It's setting you free from allowing them control over your emotions. Because if you think about it, when you live with unforgiveness, you're letting that person or that whatever that person, you're letting them control your emotions. Every time you think about it, you get mad. They're controlling your emotions. It's like you're a puppet. You like living like that? I don't. You know, I tried to think, and I really thought hard, you know, is there anybody in my life that I need to forgive? And I thought, and I thought, and I thought, and I really couldn't come up in anybody's name. So I was like, Lord, you got to help me. Is there anybody, anything that I'm holding on to that I need to let go of? Any name, any, you know, and I couldn't think of any name. So I figured, wow, maybe I've learned to forgive others. Maybe either it's buried so deep inside me that I cannot figure it out. But I hope that I have forgiven everyone who has wronged me. You know, because I don't want them controlling my emotions. I don't want to see them and run the other direction because I don't want to see them. If I see somebody who I don't want to run into, I go purposely by them and I say, hey, good morning, how are you? And it helps me if I have any feelings toward them to bring it out and say, hey, what's the big deal? Forgiveness is letting it go into God's hands. You have been forgiven by God, and now it's our turn to pass that on. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Again and again and again, the Bible tells us we need to forgive. I think God knew how hard it was, so he keep repeating it over and over again, because he knew that when we made the choice to forgive others, it set us free. It set us free so that we can display God's love. You know, if we have, imagine if we had unforgiveness between us in this fellowship, and the people outside looking, they say, look at that, I thought they were Christians, but how come they don't forgive each other? It's really bad when it's like that in our own house, yeah? So I think it serves us in such a way that it gives us freedom. Is it difficult for you to forgive someone who has wronged you? Because, you know, it's not easy, but it's a command. You know, you ever had to tell your children, I'm sorry, forgive me? Oh, that's a humbling experience. You know, because sometimes I do get mad. And I do have to tell my children, yeah, sorry, forgive me. It's a real, it's a humbling experience, but it's good practice. When we realize God's infinite love and forgiveness, it can help us love others and forgive others. You know, if we can just say like, hey, let God worry about the wrongs done to me. Give it to him. Say, hey, God, you take care of it. I don't want to deal with it. I forgive them, but you take care of it. Don't quench your life in bitter feuding. We should be living renewed in love and in joy. And when we can understand that God God Almighty, the Creator, who sent Jesus to die for our sins and give us an abundant life, eternal life, how could you not forgive that person who cut you off, who spoke bad about you behind your back? You know, if somebody speaks bad behind your back, let them go, because your actions, your reputation will speak for itself. You don't need to worry about people talking trash behind you. Let them. That's their problem. So here's the thing for you, for us. Who do you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive anyone? Brother, sister, mother, father, neighbor, co-worker, somebody out there. Who do you need to forgive? You know, don't wait. The sooner you do it, the sooner you can be set free. And that is such a great and wonderful feeling, to be set free from the bitterness, the cancer of unforgiveness. I mean, really, you gotta try it. If you never did, if you're hanging on to something, try it. Don't wait another minute. And you're gonna come back next week and say, like, you did it. And what I feel like, wow, I never understood the freedom that I could have from saying, I forgive you. And you'll be like, wow. It's like, you know those vests you wear with all the weights on top so that you can train? It's like when you take it off, wow, you can fly now, because you're free from the bitterness of unforgiveness. Amen? So if you cannot think of anybody you need to forgive, good for you. But if there's like a list of like 10 or 20 people, get on it. You need help, let us know. We'll help you. We'll dial that number for you, and then we'll pass the phone to you. Hey, James got something to say to you. Oh, 200 bucks. Yeah, and then we'll write out the word for you. I forgive you. Amen? Yeah, so I hope that was helpful. So next week we're going to talk about receiving forgiveness. Because sometimes we just cannot receive. We just cannot. It's like, oh, I've done too much wrong. I cannot. Can. So we're going to talk about how to receive forgiveness. Amen? Right, so we're waiting for a couple singers. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. And if you want to come early on the 7th and help us to prepare the bentos. We don't need a whole ton of people, but we need people who want to be willing to wear gloves and masks and sanitize themselves and help us pack things. Then we'd love to get you to help us. Men's ministry, if you need access to Right Now Media, I need your email address. And for our Foundations of Truth, Foundational Truth, we're going to do it here or there, and we're going to probably do it, I think we might have to do it here because my internet is connected back here. So we can connect with Zoom also, yeah? So we're going to need your email address for all of that, but ready. Okay, let's shout to the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Scott. And thank you for not making me do that message.
Been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keao, Hawaii, and on Facebook starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.